man. Well, you know, when we register vessels, I see a lot of vessels that have been built in all sorts of parts of the world.
Yeah.
A lot of my clients get their vessels built in China.
Right.
Now, one of my major clients is an American company. I won't name their name.
Mm-hmm.
They're an American company. Most of their vessels are flagged with us.
Yeah.
And their vessels are built in China. But all the officers on their ship are American.
Really?
Yeah.
How common is that model?
Very common, actually. Yeah. When you're an American company, you're going to have American officers for the most part.
Yeah.
Because you need the management of the vessel to be able to understand the culture of the office and the language of the office.
Yeah.
So you're going to have people that you know the quality of their training running your ship.
Mm-hmm.
Now your flag, like we talked about, is just simply a matter of economics. Who's going to save you the most money?
Yeah.
And then you can have seafarers from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So what would the crew be on that ship be? Yeah.
Depends on where it's operate. A lot of the offshore vessels, let's say you operate outside of Ghana, they require you to have a certain amount of your crew be Ghanese. So you have your officers that are American, and then X percentage, I don't know what it is, are from Ghana, and then wherever they get the rest from.
So each country has different rules, obviously.
Yes.